Well, things Razorback related, and then we will get down to a look back. And one of my favorite calls of all time between Tiger Bait and Ira. It must be because I've been teasing it for about 27 hours. The U of A is making gazebos available to be rented for Fayetteville football games during the 2013 season because, you know, they need the money. I will say this. That being said, hashtag never yield, that they're pretty affordable in the big scheme of things when you think about how many of your friends it can serve. Now, I don't have 60 friends. Anyway, there are five of them available to be rented on a per-game basis. Each gazebo includes five parking passes. What's a parking pass worth alone?
That's true.
A lot. $50, $100, mm-hmm. $150, $200, what?
And that's not even counting your peace of mind knowing that you got a place to park.
Boom. Gazebos are available for every Fayetteville game with the exception of A&M, which is already sold out. The other two SEC games, South Carolina, October 12th, Auburn, November 2nd, $750 a gazebo. $750 a gazebo I don't think is bad.
I don't think that's bad either.
The two non-conference games, it keeps saying Louisiana. Why do they do that? It's on the schedule as Louisiana. It says it here in the release as Louisiana.
Because Louisiana Lafayette refuses to call themselves Louisiana Lafayette. That's how they promote themselves, as Louisiana.
But they're not Louisiana. That's stupid.
Will you go ahead and tell them that?
I'm going to when I talk to Mark Hudspeth next week at the Sunbelt Media Days. That's the dumbest thing ever. That'd be like my alma mater going, we're not state, we're just Iowa.
Well, remember, they were southwestern Louisiana before they were ULL.
This is way better.
Nobody's calling, you know, northeastern Louisiana, which is now University of Louisiana Monroe. That's not Louisiana. That's ULM.
And then you got Northwestern State in northwestern Louisiana, and they just call themselves Northwestern State.
Yeah.
That's really presumptuous of them and a little bit cocky, if you ask me. Anyway, they play them August 31st. I digress. Southern Miss is on September 14th. Both those games, the non-conference game, $600 a gazebo. Now, here's the thing. They will accommodate up to 60 people. And, I mean, it's not like they're going to enforce it, I wouldn't think. I imagine if you show up there, you can hang out with people if you're welcome. And you get picnic tables. So, again, that's not a bad deal. If you get 60 people kicking in $10 per, or if a family kicks in $100 to hang out there and you get five families together, well, or six families or seven families.
Where are the gazebos located?
There, I think they're in the gardens. So, but anyway, you get the five parking passes too. I think it's a pretty good deal.
Sounds like fun.
I mean, the big scheme of things, if you're paying money to go to Fayetteville for the weekend, you don't have a place to tailgate. That's a pretty good option.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know how close Lot 56 is to the actual gazebo, though. So that would be my question. Can I bring a grill, or are there grills there? I mean, if I bring a grill, how close can I get to carry it over there? I mean, you don't really need a huge grill, I guess. But anyway, that's one thing. The other thing is, yesterday this happened right after we went off the air, or as we were going off the air. Or maybe it was earlier than that, because I guess we did allude to this yesterday to some degree with Barrett Salia, Bleach Report. But the SEC teams who are going, and everybody's going, to Media Days in Birmingham announced yesterday, actually in Hoover specifically, announced who's going with them. So for Alabama, and as we talked yesterday, it's all about star power this year. They're bringing all the big names. A.J. McCarron from Alabama, Chris Smith, Travis Swanson, Kiro Small from Arkansas. Auburn has three guys that, you know, I don't know if they have any really big stars. Jeff Driscoll, the quarterback from Florida, is going. Aaron Murray's going from Georgia. Jarvis Landry, Zach Mettenberger from LSU. Dante Moncrief, who, is, if you have not had a chance to see him play, is a fantastic wide receiver from Ole Miss. He'll be going along with Bo Wallace, the quarterback, and linebacker Mike Mary from Ole Miss. Tyler Russell, Mississippi State's quarterback's going. James Franklin, not the head coach from Vanderbilt, although he'll also be there. I want a picture. That's my deal. I want to get Basil. I'm going to put a bounty on it for Basil or Trey or Randy. I want a picture of the two James Franklins together, the quarterback from Missouri with the Vanderbilt head coach.
Wouldn't be awkward at all.
No. Jadeveon Clowney's going to be there as well. Connor Shaw from South Carolina and Bruce Ellington, the wide receiver kick returner from South Carolina. They get some star power. Johnny Manziel's going, in addition to senior offensive tackle Jake Matthews, who could have gone pro last year but chose to come back. Jordan Matthews, who's an outstanding wide receiver for Vanderbilt, will also be there. But, yeah, I want a picture of the two James Franklins together. I mean, that's not very often.
Arm in arm?
Not necessarily, but standing side by side at least. James Franklin, the coach, looks like he could go a little bit too. He looks like a pretty good athlete himself.
How many folks from the Buzz are heading to Hoover for Media Days?
Trey? Baz, Randy, and I'll be all alone in New Orleans, left to my own devices with a whole bag full of oysters. So be it. My wife and kids are going to chaperone, though. So it'll be fun. Do a little family getaway for a couple days. We like going to New Orleans. It's a good deal. I'm glad. I took my kids down for spring break, And I've never been so proud of them as in that they embrace the culture and the fun of New Orleans in the same way I do.
And the dirtiness.
Yeah, but that doesn't, you know. But they didn't complain about the walking too bad. I mean, they did a little bit. But they like the little shops and the different little things and the whole, you know, the whole feel of it. It's just a great city. Like I said on the blog yesterday, if you could take all the LSU fans out of it, it'd be a perfect town.
No, you just go during the summertime. They're not going to be hanging out.
Not many. The other thing is, if you're looking for something to do in the summertime, a little quick family getaway, the hotel prices are roughly half to a third of what they are during the fall and winter. So it is a great place to go. And honestly, the weather, high 80s and low 90s next week.
Not bad at all.
No, spectacular. It's going to be as hot or hotter here. Jake.
How's it going, Justin?
Fantastic, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing well. I couldn't help but flip the station and catch y'all talking about how Lala likes to call themselves Louisiana and not Louisiana Lafayette.
Yes.
I actually used to work for the Arkansas State football team when I was at school up there, and I can't begin to tell you how just peeved those people would get if you would not refer to them as Louisiana. Oh. They would correct you so many times. The only thing you could call them is ULL, which they wouldn't even acknowledge it's already used by Louisville.
It's the truth.
That's like calling South Carolina USC. That's stupid. Nobody does that. There's only one USC.
But they might in South Carolina call it USC. Nobody outside the state will.
I guess I missed this development.
Now, I will say, too, if you're around diehard Warhawk fans, which there are not a lot of, because I've been there many times.
All three of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, both of them at one sitting? What are the odds?
They will correct you and say they are not ULM. They are or Monroe. They are Louisiana at Monroe.
Right.
Warhawks.
This is the fun stuff that you get to read in the minutia of the media notes in the Sun Belt. That you're absolutely right about this, Jake. Inside their media notes that I see in basketball season, they have a whole section dedicated to, we are Louisiana, we are not Lafayette, we are not Louisiana Lafayette, blah, 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 blah. And you know what I say? You are what I say you are.
Exactly. That's why every time I see them, they're always La La fans to me. But I just wanted to comment on that.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Jake. If you did a broadcast, and I'm sitting at home listening to UALR playing against a conference opponent, and you keep saying they're playing Louisiana, 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 I'm honestly sitting at home going, which one, which one, which one?
Well, and this also goes, you know, you bring up UALR, and this is, you know, it's also a thing with UALR where, you know, they really want to be referred to as UALR in every instance, never Arkansas Little Rock. And you can understand why in the state, but I've always thought, like, when it comes to when they're on national television, there aren't a lot of people outside this state or outside the Sun Belt who know what the letters UALR means.
Right.
And so Arkansas Little Rock kind of tells you what the school is and where it's located. I understand that that's not what the school is called, but you do want people from outside the area, if they're paying attention to that game, to know who you are and where you're from.
Well, no, and I think like Central Arkansas is a great example. Everybody around here knows them as UCA, UCA, but you know what they're referred to nationally is Central Arkansas.
Right.
So they have owned that to some degree. They definitely promote. We call it the Central Arkansas Football Report. We don't call it the UCA Football Report. I mean, there's things like that. So they do own that because they know the national branding is important. Maybe not as much as if you're a major FBS program, but it's certainly, you know, when you're trying to get a little bit of attention and when you earn it, you want to make sure they get it right and people know who they're talking about, you got to own it. But the Louisiana thing is
the truth.
It's just a little cocky to me. Very bothersome.
It's just silly. It really is. It's silly. You play in Lafayette. There are other schools that have the moniker University of Louisiana at something or other.
Right.
Just like I said with Marshall Henderson, just wear it. I mean, it's in your name. Wear it. I mean, be proud of where you are.
In that case, what stops Southeastern Louisiana from calling themselves Louisiana?
Nothing.
The University of Louisiana at Hammond.
Nothing. It's just one big.
Thank God Nichols State didn't put Louisiana in their name.
It's silly stuff.